This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is getting stupid now. I mean, what are we reading? The speculation is that Liverpool are going to sign Rodrigo. They are going to sign Rodrigo off the back of everything that we have seen them do so far this window. They are now going to sign one of the best and most brilliant players that is currently potentially available. That is what they are doing. And if they do that, I guarantee you this. This will be the best single window that any club has ever had. This would be the best transfer window that anyone has ever had in the Premier League era. Going back to all of those iconic windows that we have seen over the years, this would be the best one because not only have Liverpool been brilliant and gone and signed statement marquee players, you go and you announce yourself to the world. You go and you splash the cash because you are champions. You are champions, and champions get stronger when they are at their strongest. Champions fix the roof when the sun is shining. And they have already done that by bringing in a player like Florian Wirtz. A player like Florian Wirtz who everybody in the world wanted. One of the best, most incredible footballers around and the best player that will move this summer. They've gone and they've signed him. So they have gone and they have done that. Not only have they done that, but they've gone and they have signed Hugo Ekitike. Again, another young, prodigious talent that is going to be brilliant. A breathtaking goal scorer who is ready to test himself at the next level. But they have also been really clever. Because it's all very well signing those Wirtzes. Signing the Florian Wirtz. Brilliant. It is brilliant. But you know what else you need to do? You need to be clever. You need to be artful. You need to identify problems in your squad, problems in your first team, and you need to identify the problem, then you need to solve it. So not only have they gone out and they've signed Wirtz, that doesn't take brilliance, but they've also realised that Andy Robertson needs help, and they've identified that Tsimikas is not good enough to play for Liverpool. And they have gone and they have signed Kerkez. That is why this window is so brilliant. That is why this is such an impressive window and why Liverpool are not only virtually a shoe-in for the Premier League next year, but they are England's greatest chance of winning European silverware. Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. They are England's only realistic. Anything can happen in football. But Liverpool are England's only realistic winners of the Premier League. And now they're talking about signing... Now they're talking about signing Rodrigo. Are you listening to these words? Are you aware of how ridiculous these words are? They are now looking at signing Rodrigo. So their front line, if it were to happen, would read Mohamed Salah, the best player in the Premier League on one side, two-time Champions League winner, Real Madrid stalwart for the past 5 years, one of the best players in his position in the world, Rodrigo, and then the young prodigious talent in Ekitike. What a dazzling trio that is. What an amazing front three that is. And terrifyingly, for everybody who has designs and aspirations and hopes and dreams of winning the Premier League, terrifyingly, that is so much better than the team that won the league last year in an attacking sense. They are champions. They already have the best front line in the league. They've already scored goals galore last season. They already have the best player in the Premier League. They already have a guaranteed goal scorer in Mohamed Salah. And what do? They go and they bring in a player of Rodrigo's quality. Now, can you imagine... Can you imagine the team talk from opposing managers trying to nullify both Mohamed Salah on one wing and Rodrigo on the other wing? Can you imagine how that conversation goes? Because at the moment, when it's Luis Diaz and maybe Darwin Nunes through the middle and Mohamed Salah, what you can say, right, we need to double up on Mohamed Salah. You can talk to your midfielders and you can say, right, somebody's responsibility is to help out our left back. We need somebody out there to double up on Mohamed Salah and hopefully nullifying. Very difficult, almost impossible. Generally doesn't work, but you can kind of do that. You can compensate. You can do your best to curb his brilliance. If they have Rodrigo on the other wing, you can't be doubling up on Salah anymore. You can't be asking your midfielders to double up on Mohamed Salah, keep an eye on Mohamed Salah, lopside your team to counterbalance the brilliance of Mohamed Salah. Of course you can't do that. Because there's a geezer on the other wing who's a Brazil starter, who leads the line for Brazil, plays for Real Madrid on a regular basis, has been playing for Real Madrid on a regular basis for the past 5-6 years. Do you know how good you have to be at football to start for Real Madrid for 5 or 6 years? In that period where they have won the league, in that period where they have won the European Cup multiple times. And he is a starter. He is a phenomenal footballer. And there is this weird conversation that just makes no sense to me. You know when Arsenal were linked with Rodrigo? I just felt like that was a difference maker for them. Everybody was talking about signing a centre-forward. I just thought, sign Rodrigo, somebody who has been there and done it, somebody who knows how to win European Cups, somebody who knows how to win titles, somebody that is just top tier, elite, world class, clearly brilliant. But weirdly, there is this conversation around how good is Rodrigo. Well, if he doesn't get in the Real Madrid team, does he really elevate Liverpool? Yes, of course he does. They have just made this team in a Galactico sense where they have too many players playing in the same position, and ultimately Rodrigo is the victim. He's spoken about that himself. There's that quote, isn't there, where he says, basically, if you need someone to play number 9, it's Rodrigo. If you need somebody to play on the left, it's Rodrigo. If you need somebody to play on the right, it's Rodrigo. And I think what he wants to be, and he has a right to be, is given an opportunity to be the main man in his main position. And Liverpool can offer him that berth. And if they do, what a player they have on their hand. Everything about Rodrigo just oozes class. You know, when I think about his moments over the years, just think about goals that he scored. Iconic goals. I mean, you know that goal that he scored against us? Everybody talks about the assist, and it is one of those goals where the assist is so good that it's a little bit like Cesc Fabregas. People forget Cesc Fabregas at Turf Moor. People forget who scored the goal. It was Andre Schürrle. There was a Luka Modric goal against Chelsea. Luka Modric assist, I've just done it. A Luka Modric assist against Chelsea where people almost forget the goal scorer. The goal scorer was Rodrigo. It was one of the most brilliant first-time volley finishes. They left the keeper with no time, bang, straight in the back of the net. And people didn't necessarily acknowledge how good the finish was or the magnificence of the goal or the size and scale of the goal. It was a huge goal. It was a huge time and a huge clash. They don't acknowledge it because the assist was so good. And people forget it was Rodrigo who scored that. You know when Man City got launched out of, what was that, 2022? Giza scores a header. Giza, my height, scores a header to knock Man City out of Europe. Like, to knock Pep Guardiola out of Europe. At the Bernabeu. Like, he's the big game player. Like, proper big game player. Devastating, brilliant. He's actually untouchable. In what he can do, he is actually untouchable. Like, running with a ball. You ever seen a goal he scored against Atletico Madrid? Bearing in mind the scale, I've done it again, the size of the games. I've spoken about knocking Man City, Pep Guardiola, out of Europe. Bang, Rodrigo with his head. I've spoken about the size of the goal against Chelsea. In the most crushing moment for us, he popped up, bang. Now, against Atletico Madrid, playing for Real Madrid. The feet on him, the most beautiful feet. Bang, 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 drops the shoulder, bang, 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 pass the ball between. Scored a goal against Real Mallorca like it, bang, bang, bang. You know that skill of just passing the ball from one foot to the other? It's almost so simple, but so impossible to dispossess. He is just top class. And if the reports are to be believed, Darwin Nunez will leave. Equally, Luis Diaz will leave. Bayern Munich are going to come back for Luis Diaz. He only has 2 years left on his contract. Liverpool will now know they will not let this situation that they had with Van Dijk, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Mohamed Salah happen again. That will never happen again. So now they know, with Luis Diaz, he either signs a new contract or he leaves probably now. Bayern Munich come back and Luis Diaz will go. We know how FSG work. We know that they like to operate in a way that keeps churning players over. Everybody is for sale with the odd exception. It's a business. Everybody's for sale. You keep reimagining the squad. You keep improving and elevating the team. And I see a world where Luis Diaz will leave. Luis Diaz leaves. It opens up an option. Opens up a place in that squad. And if they somehow lose Luis Diaz but get better. Rodrigo's a better player than Luis Diaz. And I rate Luis Diaz so highly. But if they somehow lose a brilliant player like Diaz but get better. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, that's ridiculous, isn't it? They lose a brilliant player. They lose one of the best players in his position in the league. And yet they get better. Liverpool are just ridiculous at the moment. They really are. And obviously, Darwin Núñez is expected to leave. There's loads of speculation, isn't there, about Harvey Elliott's future. And apparently, the reason that Arsenal didn't get Rodrigo, they lost interest in Rodrigo, they didn't pursue Rodrigo to the maximum, which is so foolish from them. But the reason is because of his wage demands. Approximately 300 grand a week. 280 I've seen, 300 I've seen. So it's a lot of money. Sometimes, though, good things cost a lot of money. So there is such a concept as reassuringly expensive. And of course, Rodrigo costs a lot of money. He plays for Brazil. He plays for Real Madrid. He's won two Champions Leagues. Obviously, he costs a lot of money. So Arsenal are so foolish here to not work that out. So Liverpool are brilliant at this. They're brilliant at this sort of... they're brilliant at this sort of juggling. They're brilliant at the business side of football. You know, Hughes is a master. And what they will do is, Darwin Núñez will leave, and he'll leave for a lot of money. You know that. Luis Diaz will leave, and he'll leave for a lot of money. You know that. Harvey Elliott, players like that, will leave, and they will leave for a lot of money. You know that. Tsimikas will leave, and he'll leave for good money. Andy Robertson could leave and end up at Atletico Madrid. He will leave for good money. I mean, Chiesa has been left out of the pre-season tour, so he could potentially go, and that is all money coming in for Liverpool. There is a world where something bewilderingly brilliant could happen with regard to Liverpool this window. They could spend massive money, but actually only end up spending 80 million, 100 million, something like that, because they will keep the revolving door moving. And that is the most important thing of the window. People always want to focus on the players coming in, but it's making sure that you let players leave at the right time. And Liverpool seem to be the masters of it. Imagine now if they sign Rodrigo. And then, who knows, this time next week we could be having a conversation about Mark Gahey. England's best centre-half could easily become a Liverpool player by the end of this week. It's not beyond the realms of possibility. Like, England's best centre-half suddenly joins Rodrigo. Because Rodrigo, I believe, will leave Real Madrid. You know, Alonso doesn't seem to fancy him. He hasn't really played in the Club World Cup. He hasn't really featured, what was it, three games, something like that. You know, he was an unused sub in a lot of them. I don't think that the way Alonso sees Real Madrid playing, Rodrigo is essential. So if he were to leave, and he could leave for what, potentially 70 million quid, I think that there is a world where Liverpool get him. And I think they should. I think they should do everything within their power to sign this guy, because I think he is immense. And if they do that, I think that this could potentially be the best transfer window of all time from a single club. Marquee players, but also those tweaks, those clever, nuanced, little improvements here, there and everywhere across the squad. Letting players leave at the right time, bringing players in on the right contracts. Dazzling. They really are getting it so right. And Arne Slot has been backed to the hilt, and Liverpool are doing it right. They didn't spend anything last year, did they? And they won the league. They've now realised that that is unsustainable, and they are going for the jugular. What a window by them. And what a season next year is going to be. Do me a favour, let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Really interested to hear what you have to say about this. Could be mega. If you've enjoyed the video, please do me a favour. Please click subscribe. I would love to welcome you into this community. It really helps me out. So let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Click subscribe, give me a like, and I'll see you in a bit.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,